The Bill Shakespeare Project presents This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending Monday, December 28th, 2015. Hola, Bardophiles, and welcome to the 83rd episode of This Week in Shakespeare, a podcast brought to you by the Bill Shakespeare Project. This is our weekly opportunity to let you know about the latest and greatest in Willie Shakespeare headlines coming at you every Tuesday. The goal here is to hit you with a quick blast, no more than 10 minutes tops of Bard-related news. Plus, we'll try to serve up some historical dates for what were the past 7 days of the year. So, this week's news stories included: Broadway World previewed the upcoming production of Henry VI as part of the Cincinnati Shakespeare Company's Complete History Cycle presentation. This production runs from January 22nd through February the 13th in Cincinnati, Ohio. OfficialLondonTheatre.com ran a story on the announcement by Shakespeare's Globe of their casts for the upcoming productions of The Tempest and The Winter's Tale. In a strange story, Global News reported that the city of Brossard in Quebec, Canada, has told a local theater group, Percussion Theater, that it cannot perform Shakespeare in the Park because it's in English. The Port City Daily ran a story on the announcement by Dram Tree Shakespeare in Wilmington, North Carolina, that the Emmy Award-winning animator Michael Granberry will be directing their 2016 production of The Tempest. What's on Stage ran the announcement by the Royal Shakespeare Company of their upcoming series of cinema broadcasts from their archive of productions, including the 1979 Macbeth with McKellen and Dench, the 1971 King Lear directed by Peter Brook, and the 1963 As You Like It with Vanessa Redgrave. It's a shame that these are only scheduled for the UK for now. Come on, RSC, bring them to the States. BBC America ran a nice little video piece from The Economist on the upcoming 400th deathiversary with some great comments by RSC Ambassador David Tennant. The Wall Street Journal ran a great piece on my favorite Shakespeare film, Kurosawa's Throne of Blood, as the new Macbeth opens in theaters. The Oxford University Press ran a great piece on Shakespeare and Islam that puts forth the following provocative proposition: without Islam, there would be no Shakespeare. It's a great read, and not just because I'm in the middle of Othello at the moment. The Southern Utah Independent ran a story on how the Utah Marlowe Festival has strained relations with Cedar City, the home of the Utah Shakespeare Festival, with their announcement to perform Romeo and Juliet. It's a hilarious satire, you know, kind of like The Onion, I hope. And finally, Austin 360 recommended the current exhibit, Shakespeare in Print and Performance, at the campus of the University in Texas in Austin, running through May of next year, and features hundreds of years of Shakespeare-related performance materials, set designs, and period costumes. Now let's take a look back on the last 7 days and how they relate to Shakespearean history, both his and the history in his plays. On December 22, 1965, Chimes at Midnight, the Orson Welles film focusing on Falstaff using texts from Henry IV Parts 1 and 2, plus Henry V and The Merry Wives of Windsor, had its initial Spanish premiere. The project had been filmed in Spain and would be released in France in 66 and the U.S. in 1967. On December 23, 1982, Jack Webb, American actor, producer, and writer, passed away. He's best known primarily for his character Joe Friday on Dragnet. I mean, I really wanted there to be a Shakespeare connection there, maybe a recording of him doing a sonnet or something, but alas, not to be. On December 24, 1167, King John was born, the son of Henry II and brother to Richard I Lionheart. John was the monarch who sealed the Magna Carta, the document which led to constitutional law. He was also the main character in Shakespeare's play of the same name. On December 25, 597, England adopted the Julian calendar, the one introduced by Julius Caesar, which was the predominant one used in the world until the Gregorian calendar superseded it. The Gregorian was introduced in 1582, but wasn't adopted by Britain until nearly 200 years later. December 26, 1606, marked the first recorded performance of King Lear before the court of James I at Whitehall. On December 27, 1381, Edward Mortimer, 3rd Earl of March, died. Mortimer's son Roger became heir presumptive under Richard II. His daughter married Harry Hotspur Percy, and it was the Percy's rebellion to bring Roger to the throne that formed the major political subplot of the first part of Henry IV. December 28 marks two early performances of the Comedy of Errors. The first was in 1594 at Gray's Inn Hall, and the second was 10 years later at the court. More importantly, at least to me, in 1991, I married my high school sweetheart, Lisa, in Ventura, California. 24 years and still going strong. Love you, baby. And that was your week in Shakespeare. You've been listening to the Bill Shakespeare Project presentation of This Week in Shakespeare for the week ending December 28th, 2015. For our blog and previous Twiz episodes, including links to the news stories we've covered, as well as the real Bill Shakespeare Project podcast, check us out at thebillshakespeareproject.com. And we'll catch you next week and next year.